Welcome to the Best Fit Podcast. My name is Emily Mules and that was Angel Olsen. Forgiven Forgotten is the track from her upcoming album Burn Your Fire for No Witness, which comes out early next year on Jag Jaguar. That track is one of the best things I've heard since last we met, and I've got another 8 or possibly 9 more to share with you. It just depends whether or not I get an email in time from Costa Rica. There's so much tension. Meanwhile, let me introduce you to La Luz. That is La Luz with Big Big Blood, and it's taken from their debut album It's Alive, which those clever Hardly Art chaps have just released. Not so clever is the state of the La Luz tour van and all their equipment after they were in what sounds like a completely horrible road accident. Thankfully, the band are all okay, but they've had to cancel all of their upcoming live shows, which is a real shame. If you want to put yourself off ever getting into a tour van or indeed driving, go and check out the photo that La Luz posted online of what was left of their tour van. It is pretty shocking. Now for a difficult question from Felt Tip. Love or pity?
Love or pity? Yeah.
This is the debut single Love or Pity by London's Feltic. Recorded by maritime enthusiast Rory Atwell, it has just been released via Fierce Panda label Fandango. For single launch celebrations, head to Facebook, Feltip the Band, and like it. As a rule, all bands from Leeds need to be listened to at a very loud volume. Autobahn are no exception. From their self-titled debut EP, this is Seizure.
We'll be right back.
is one of those tracks that just gets better and better with every listen. From Kansas City, the band are called Shy Boys, and Is This Who You Are is the opening track of the self-titled debut album, available early next year on High Dive Records. And before that, Seizure by Autobahn. They recently supported Girls Names, and they've also just confirmed some shows in December, this time round with Eagles. Autobahn and Eagles in the same show is going to be funny. Unless you're repping it, of course, then I'd imagine it'll be a bit of a nightmare. Now to the first taster of the long-awaited follow-up album from Symbols. They've taken a year to put this record together, and it sounds like they've been spending their time refining and cleaning up their sound. The debut I loved, it was so raw and vibrant, but I think with this one we're maybe getting more of the complete sound that the band are after. Set for release at the start of 2014 via Tough Love, the album is called The Age of Fracture, and from it, this is Erosion. Androgynous Mind is a new project from former women guitarist Patrick Fiegel. He's working with Morgan Cook, and together they've created the Night Stalker EP, which you can get hold of from December via Full Discs. From the EP, this is Knock on My Door.
Yeah.
Brooklyn via Vancouver and Bogota, Taishi has released an EP that's packed full of electropop and R&B sweetness, but has included just enough darkness to give it an edge. That was Never Mind the End, and another highlight from the release is Sick as Fuck, which is a bit more of the edge that I mentioned. Now for three girls from Copenhagen that I am so happy to have been introduced to. Baby in Vain mix stoner rock, grunge and epic solos to produce a sound that is way more fun than those words together usually are. Their latest single is out now on the wonderfully named Crab Salad Recording Company by Baby in Vain. This is Seize the Day. End the show, I have a treat from Captured Track's Finest. Taken from their recently released The Swamps EP, here are the ever gorgeous sounding Widow Speak with Calico.
The house was a good one, though the yard was overgrown, and your shirts were all tailored, and my dresses were all calico. Thank you. guesses were all